True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this week's second date update, Mark and Alyssa went out and we found out that Mark Ubers everywhere. He doesn't even own a car. So he's all about Ubering.
Ubering?
Uber.
Oh.
Yeah. Ubering. And you know, Uber just released its annual list of weirdest things people leave behind in their car.
Okay.
So this is not going to be a dull moment at all because there's some interesting things people leave behind.
I'm sure a wallet's not weird, but my friend left her wallet in one and got in touch with the Uber driver. He drove it back to her house and put it in her mailbox because she wasn't home.
Okay.
So she goes, I don't know how to, she goes, I wish I had a way of tipping him even more now, but he brought it back.
Well, you know, wallets, cell phones, that seems pretty much normal stuff that you leave behind in an Uber.
I left a person in one.
Yeah, I left a person. Why?
I did. There was three of us. Yeah. We were in North Myrtle, and we took an Uber to a restaurant, Bowie's. Okay. And it was like a three-seater.
Right.
So one of our friends got in the very back, and two of us got in the middle, and I don't know. We got to the restaurant. The two of us in the middle jumped out, shut the door, and took off. She's yelling, hello. We left someone.
Well, apparently there's some rowdy things going on when you are Ubering because some of these things people leave behind in the Uber car is pretty funny. 10 live lobsters.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're doing the 12 days of Christmas or something. 10 live lobsters.
That's a great tip. I'd be taking those lobsters home and cooking them up.
But they're live, and I hope they have the rubber bands on there.
But if you put them in a pot, they won't be alive for long.
But who's traveling with 10 live lobsters? Like, did you just go to the grocery store? Or what are you doing?
Someone in the restaurant business.
I wonder if they knew they were there, or they go, hey, I got live lobsters I'm getting in your Uber with.
Okay.
I know, right? Because I would think that would be something you may not really want.
Yeah. All right, a 5-gallon bucket of beans. So I guess some more people that own a restaurant, that's a 5-gallon bucket. Now, you got to have a buddy to help you do that, don't you?
No, it's like a 5-gallon paint can.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And then a gallon of Sunny D, which I think that's just normal. Someone left behind 108 eggs. Now, that is some
good tip.
Yeah, that's a great.
Probably just a tip.
You think so? A toilet plunger was left in an Uber. So you're carrying that around, or is it like Halloween or something that's part of your costume?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, this one, you know something crazy was going on. A traffic cone. That's some buddies out there partying, and they're like, hey, let's steal that traffic cone. That'll be so funny. And, you know, we have these stories probably when you were a little bit rowdier, you know.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I still have the cones.
Okay. And you and your buddies like, hey, that'll be funny. And then the next day you're like, what did we just do? Why do I have this unusual item?
I woke up with one of those traffic horsies, you know, with the flashing yellow light.
Bob's Barricades.
Yes. I had one of the, we brought it home and actually put it in my friend's driveway to prank him.
Oh, my goodness.
The next morning, I woke up at home. I lived across the street. And I'm like, oh, no. I walked out on my front porch. There that thing sits. And I'm like, I'd grab it and brought it in the house.
All right. So you didn't do the responsible thing. Like if you were at a grocery store and you buy an item you don't want, you didn't go take it back to where you got that flashing horsey light traffic thing?
No, I was scared. But a friend of mine called because he wanted the flashy light. So he came and took the light off, and I dropped that horsey off at a different construction site.
Should have just blocked a road at random.
I used a station van to take it.
Oh, God.
All righty.
That was a long time ago. I've grown up.
So, weirdest things people have left behind in Ubers. I guess this has to do with Halloween season, but witches' brooms, Shrek ears, stuff like that was mentioned. And here we go. A turtle. Someone just left a turtle. In a cage, I'm hoping. Maybe. It's a pet turtle.
I don't know.
It's kind of like leaving your baby in a car. All right. A chainsaw. Now, who, like if I was an Uber driver and someone's like, hey, I want to get in here with a chainsaw, I would go, no, you will not. I'm guessing that it was not a logger or a lumberjack or anything like that.
He needed to get to construction.
And did he have a hockey mask on? All right, and here's the top two unusual things. A Viking drinking horn, where, you know, the Vikings have the where they drink, which is unusual enough. But then here's the weirdest one, a mannequin head with human hair. Is that a hairdresser?
That's Hannibal Lecter.
Okay. No, it's a mannequin head.
It's a, Okay. All right, maybe Jeffrey Dahmer. He's the one that brought the mannequin home. Remember that Jeffrey Dahmer stole the mannequin?
Oh, yeah. I've not seen the streaming.
Netflix?
No, I've not.
Man, what are you missing out on some murder?
Yeah, I don't want that.
I saw something about this story, and I thought I saw something about a urinal also being
urinals
in there.
Urinals in there?
That would be a weird one to
me. But what is that? Is that a plumber going to install a urinal somewhere, or did someone get so rowdy they ripped the urinal off the wall?
I prefer to think it was the second.
I had a friend leave urine.
Okay. Oh.
She was in the third row seat trying to get out.
Y'all left her.
We're at Merle's Inlet this time. And she gets out, and I'm getting out behind her, and I thought she spilt her drink.
Oh,
it was
my
like
goodness.
A little trail that went from the third row seat all the way out the sliding door. And I get out, and I'm like, did you spill your drink? She goes, no, I peed.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did she pee?
We got to laughing.
Oh, okay.
You know how women are.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, gosh. I realize I got some crazy friends.
Yes, you do, apparently. Yeah. You need to take separate cars, I'm saying.
I still have 5 stars on my Uber account.
I don't know how.
I don't either.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we are very excited to make an announcement this morning.
Woo.
And we have actually been holding off for this for a little bit because of privacy reasons. But our very own Tori has finally had her new baby.
Yeah.
She was due on the 18th, I believe, which hasn't happened yet.
19th.
Yeah. But I know that when it actually happened, it was a little early. Not too early, thank goodness, just a couple of weeks. But we were caught off guard because we got a text from her on April 1st or April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't believe her.
We're like, is she just making this up or is this the real deal? But we basically sat there and we kind of watched as she went through the night. And then sometime in the late night or early hours of April 2nd, she gave birth to her baby Michael, and she has posted now on Facebook about it. So it's Facebook official.
Okay.
And so we're allowed to announce the information as well.
She says she's going to wring her neck if we did it too early.
Yeah, we were supposed to wait for her.
I was scared.
Yeah, but you know, when people have babies, you try to give them their privacy for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're like, I won't see that baby.
Well, and that's the thing. She posted the picture.
Yeah.
And the picture actually doesn't show his face. It's got his feet, and it's a cute photo. It shows
it.
His face is in there, but it's, you know, how they get
it's blurry.
In the back
of
the, well, that's the way those pictures are. They focus on the front thing. But if you look closely on his big toe, It's got both of their wedding bands on it.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
So okay. It's, if you look, zoom in there, he's got his wedding band and her engagement ring and wedding band on his big toe, which is a really cute thing.
You know, she researched that, and she looked at all the pictures online of baby pictures and how you do the big announcement and all that
stuff. No, she told me she came up with this on her own.
I don't believe that.
It is a very cute picture, and we are excited for her. So he was born on April the 2nd. And his name is Michael, and that's all we're allowed to reveal. I think she did give us the statistics, like the pounds and ounces and height and all that, which I could pull up here if someone's interested.
I would like to see the face, though, because I am curious to know if it looks like her or John. I mean, I think we all are. So
I feel like when they're that young, it's hard to say yet.
It could be Shrek.
Yeah, well, it could be.
I remember what Tom said about his baby daughter? Well,
my daughter looks like a troll.
That is Tom.
She did.
Okay.
I told her. She knows it. I'm like, she turned out to be beautiful.
Yes,
but when
she
was first born, she looked like one of the, kind of like one of those little, what are they? Are they trolls? Those little.
You spin them and their hair sticks
out. Yeah, those.
Oh, wow.
But I was a little worried, to be honest. I was like, oh, no, am I getting up with an ugly daughter? That would be sad.
Well, they say that if it's, that way, a lot of times they become
that
more
way.
Beautiful.
What do you mean by that way?
Well, I'm just saying you said it looks not as
so
cute.
So ugly is what you're saying?
Not as cute. They grow up and they're beautiful people.
Well, that worked out for me.
So, what are you saying about when you were a little baby?
No, I was saying my daughter ended up pretty, even though she started out as a troll.
Okay. Yeah, were you a cute baby?
Yes, I was a very cute baby. Apparently, that's a bad thing.
A lot of people asking about how she's doing and all, and hopefully we're going to have her on the show tomorrow.
Yes, she's agreed that she can come in on, or at least call in on the show tomorrow and give us the whole scoop. I do have a few inside tips. I know that for... the whole time she was like not sure whether she wanted to do the IV
epidural.
Mm-hmm. And so I kept telling her, I said, my wife had epidural both times, and she was literally laughing right up until the point she gave birth to the baby. Mm-hmm. So I think Tori started off, she was not going to do the epidural, but at some point in the night she wrote back and texted me and said, epidurals are the best. I think she ended up going the route that was less painful. But we're so proud of her. We're so excited excited to meet Michael and introduce him to you here on the show. Right now, they're still doing that weird parent thing where they're keeping everything secret.
Yeah,
But that's the first baby. You have to understand that happens.
Well, now she's in the club, though. Now we all have kids. You have your kids. I have my kids.
Thanks.
Cato has his imaginary kids that he says it's always perfect. When we try to give parenting advice here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Honestly, I've talked with Cato about his imaginary kids, and they are better than anyone else's kids I know.
Now, when they were born, Cato, how big were they?
I don't recall.
Honestly, I don't even know their gender.
I don't either.
They're still waiting to find out.
All right. So more details coming up. Tori's had her baby now.
Yay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I hope you know that we're just a few days away from having your taxes, a big tax day, and getting your taxes done. Some people file for extensions. I know Cato's done that before, and Tom has actually done that before.
Yeah, I didn't this year. I owe money this year.
I have never done that, but I have been audited twice. So we thought it'd be fun with all the issues that Thelma has with her life in general, that she could have a few issues with her taxes and questions, unusual questions to ask someone that's in this line of work.
I imagine so.
So I thought it'd be fun. We'll transition here.
Oh. And I'm going to have interesting questions for whoever answers the phone.
Thank you for choosing Sex Service. How may I help you?
Yes. I need to speak with someone about doing my taxes.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay, thank you.
This is Bruce. Can I help you?
Yes. Hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. I need to go over some deductions I think that I've missed this year. Do you have my Social Security number?
No, ma'am. Not with me at the moment.
So you do have it somewhere you can find it for me? Because I misplaced my Social Security card.
Do you have a copy of last year's return?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that stuff. So you can probably search on the internet. Someone's probably got my Social Security number, right?
Well, I hope not.
I have 13 lovely grandchildren, and one of them's name's Junior, and his brother's Junior Junior, but he's a little chubby. Don't tell his mama I said that. But he eats all the time. He stays over here on the weekends. And I was checking receipts, and last year he ate approximately, according to the receipts from the grocery store, 312 pounds of pork chops, 462 bags of potato chips.
Wow, my goodness. he's a growing boy.
Yeah, he eats all over himself. He ate 106 cans of Beanie Wieners and 631 Little Debbie snack cakes. Now, what's my deduction for that?
I don't think you can claim those food receipts, ma'am.
Why not?
Well, that wouldn't be deductible on your tax return.
Yeah, well, I'm 83 years old. I think I've done that for years now when I sent in my taxes.
Oh, I hope not. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, how about this? My husband, Harold, he accidentally cut off one of his fingers with a bandsaw in the garage. He was making a birdcage for our favorite granddaughter, Julia. And I think I was reading online somewhere, I read in the tax code, that missing digits were a deduction. Is that true?
No, that's not correct.
But it's a missing digits, they say, in the tax code. You get a deduction from, and his fingers, they're called digits. Did you know that?
Well, yes, ma'am, I did, but I think that's a little different interpretation with the tax code.
All right. Yeah. That's why I needed your help. So his missing finger, I can't write that off on my taxes.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All right, I only have a couple more here. How about the lubrication from my adjustable bed because I have a condition?
I'm kind of afraid to ask about the condition.
Can I write off that lubrication? You got to keep those little thingamajiggies all oiled up in there. Can you write that off?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. Okay. What about, I've got a hearing aid, and I was told that I have hearing loss, and I could deduct, like, for the 46 batteries that I used this past year. Now, can I do that?
Yes. Finally, we have one deduction that you can deduct, those batteries.
Yeah, the batteries cost $112, but I want to claim $1,100. Is that out of the question?
Are we going back to the missing digits there? I don't think you can add a digit. You're not supposed to.
So are you saying that's out of the question?
I would not recommend it.
What would happen?
Well, if they caught that, then you would owe them some money back, probably some penalty and interest as well.
Well, you know what? I'm always mistaking decimal points for commas anyhow.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I guess that's all I have because I know for a fact I learned last year you can't list your imaginary friend as a dependent.
No, can't do that.
Yeah. Some people say I have people living in my head anyway. Do you have an imaginary friend?
No, ma'am.
If I can't figure this out, I guess I'll have to take it to Ewan's because I'm having some troubles this year.
It does sound like you're having a few issues.
Yeah, I got issues, they say, but you've been very helpful this morning.
Well, you're very welcome.
Tell you what, I got to either take it to y'all or maybe I can just wait and do them, I don't know, here in a couple of weeks.
You just have a few more days left.
What are you saying? Am I about to die? I don't even need to fill out my taxes then if I'm going to die.
No, ma'am. I did not mean it that way.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, I guess I need to get a checkup, too. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a lot of information there to know my Social Security number and when I'm going to die.
Sorry for that.
Well, thank you for your time today. If I can't figure it out, I'll try to maybe bring them to y'all.
You're very welcome.
Right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. He couldn't answer all my questions.
Oh, I think you have a lot of problems.
I don't. Thelma does.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You know, ChatGPT has been out for a while, and there are still a large percentage of people who have not used it at all. Mm. Now, some people don't know they're using it when they see it come up on a review site or a Google search, but a large percentage of people have not ever gone to ChatGPT and had a conversation with it yet.
I have not.
You have not done that. I know Cato hasn't. He's still got VCRs.
I still have friends. I can call my friends and chat with them.
Well, ChatGPT, for a lot of people, is taking the place of some of their friends. It also gives them information that sometimes is wrong. But they say that some people are making a huge mistake with ChatGPT. So whether you've used it yet or not, this is good to know for the time that comes maybe when you finally do.
Educate me a little bit, because you know I'm not tech savvy, but is Alexa and Siri, is that kind of like ChatGPT?
Not really.
Because they're answering my questions. I have gone to them for a few answers before.
Now, I think Alexa is about to get AI added to her, and then she will be more like ChatGPT.
Wow, okay.
But with AI, you can have a conversation. And it's just like you're having a conversation with a person.
I can have a conversation in my home with no one there and not even ChatGPT or Alexa or Siri.
You should ask ChatGPT if there's any medications you can take for that.
I don't trust it.
Hey, I got four people living in my head.
Well, apparently people are making some mistakes with ChatGPT by trusting it a little too much. Mm. And these are some things you should be careful with. You should not tell ChatGPT your passwords.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell it to remember your password for you, because it could end up on the dark web someday if someone hacks into that ChatGPT account.
Well, if ChatGPT is so smart, should already know my passwords.
Because
I don't even know them.
Well, now some people might go online and go, hey, ChatGPT, remember my password is so-and-so for this account. And then later they can just ask it, hey, what's my password? And it remembers for them.
You know, like here at work, they've asked us to change passwords into sentences, because I think Tom, he stumbled on something where sentences are more, I guess,
secure
than just the password. And so Have you changed yours yet to a sentence?
I wrote a short novel.
Okay. That's a long password.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm in here going, well, what's my sentence?
What was chapter two?
I will never forget this password that I've created with the sentence. And I will say this, it's got the word fart in it. Because no one's going to think your password's got the word fart in it.
Mine has a different four-letter word.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, but it's also a sentence.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of popular.
You know, to keep it kid-friendly, if you use that word, Cato, you could use, like, different symbols and signs.
Yeah, but then he would never remember what symbols and signs.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, just keep it kid-friendly.
I can see we already are stumbling into troublesome territory here.
Well, they'll never guess mine.
It sounds like they might. They already know it has the word fart in it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just one word of my short story.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing is that's exactly what they're telling you not to do with ChatGPT, you're doing it on the radio. You're sharing sensitive information.
Because I trust everybody that listens to our show. I mean, I know they're good, honest people. Thank you.
Some other things you should not tell ChatGPT is things that could be used to steal your identity. You probably don't want to tell it your mother's maiden name or passport information or social security numbers. That seemed obvious to me, but I don't know. Some people might do that.
Okay, you're like ChatGPT. You're going to try to fill out an application or some kind of form or a travel form or a kind of stuff like that. And they're like, hey, what was your mother's maiden name? You're like, you just go ahead and give it to them because you don't want to do any of the work and type it in.
Right.
What was your social security? And you're thinking, oh, they're just filling out this form. It's so easy. I just got to talk. And before you know it, someone stole all that.
And his mother's maiden name really that personal? Because every woman Everybody on knows Facebook,
it. I know,
puts
has
their
that
maiden
now.
Name on it. So their kids are their kids' They're friends doomed. Already know their mom's maiden name.
They're doomed.
Well, sometimes they'll do the questions like, "What was your first car?" and all that stuff. And I forget when you have to answer those questions.
You forget the answers
sometimes.
It's your life.
I know, but sometimes it's like, "What's your favorite cartoon character?" and stuff like that, and that switches up from time to time. Heck, most of the time I fail those robot challenges when it comes to, are you a robot? I can't even get through that sometimes.
I don't know where's the street sign.
I feel kind of bad for you, but that's awesome. So next up is financial information. Don't share things like bank account numbers or crypto keys. People do it by mistake. Sometimes they might ask ChatGPT to summarize a document for them, and that document has that information in them. That's something ChatGPT is really good at, too. You can get it to take a 5-minute YouTube video and summarize it down to a paragraph for you, which is great when they're doing those stupid things here at work where you have to watch the video and answer questions about it later.
Yeah. We haven't had those lately.
Yeah, but now you don't have to. You have ChatGPT watch it, and then it tells you what it said.
I mean, how lazy are we becoming? We can't fill out forms.
Yeah.
And we can't watch a video.
Heck, most of the time you can't even say okay on a text. You just put K. You're so lazy.
I put thumbs up.
All right. Illegal activity. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Not only should you not tell ChatGPT about any illegal activity you're doing, like, for example, hey, can you make a spreadsheet to help me launder money for this drug business I'm doing?
That ain't good.
But don't joke about it either, because OpenAI does track chats, and their policy says they can use your data to detect or prevent illegal activity, and they can share it with authorities if the law asks them to. So you could end up in jail for some joke that you're goofing around with.
That ain't good.
No. It's not good at all. Wow. And then finally, they say embarrassing secrets, because hackers could use them to blackmail you for money. Now, I don't know why you would tell ChatGPT about your crazy affairs or whatever's going on, but maybe you're asking it for advice. Maybe you're telling ChatGPT, hey, I fell in love with someone at work. What should I do? And then the next thing you know, some hacker gets that information. They could blackmail you.
Wow.
So you're going to have to be careful with this stuff, which means, Cato, you're probably smart not to have used it yet.
And most time, they just go back on my memories on Facebook and have enough stuff to incriminate me.
I delete them. When my memories come up from years ago and I look at some of my posts, I'm like, delete.
Have you ever Googled yourself and you go back and you're like, well, who put that up?
I do that at home by myself. Oh, you mean online?
Online,
no, I've never Googled.
Yeah. I will be online and, like, for example, looking at a product review, and I'll be reading this review, and I'm like, that was me. I wrote that, and I don't remember writing that. In fact, I'm here to buy that product because I didn't know I had it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I was looking at breaking news this morning, and I saw where a Minnesota woman pleaded guilty to a felony charge after writing totally stole a car today in her diary. Yep, and now she's facing up to 5 years in prison just because she stole a car and put it in her diary. So my question is, do you guys keep a diary or some kind of blog or anything like that?
No.
Well, good.
But you know what? Your phone kind of does for you.
Yeah, okay.
With the pictures.
It's called evidence. I need evidence.
Very true.
Well, it's bad for your health if you keep a diary or blog.
Really? I think I've read the opposite before. Because they usually tell you, oh, it's good to put your feelings down.
They say, here are two great reasons not to keep a diary or blog where you write about the boys that you like or which lunch table you sit at today. They say, firstly, you're an adult. That's just weird. And secondly, it could be really bad for your health. Psychologists, leading psychologists, say you're more likely than others to suffer from headaches, sleepiness, digestive problems, and social awkwardness.
Tom, you sure you don't keep a diary?
I don't. That's weird. I only had 3 or 4 of those.
Okay.
Even in school when we used to have to keep a journal, I hated it. And I would sit there going, well, I'm just sitting here in class looking at the wall having to write this journal that I don't like writing.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you get for a grade on that?
I don't remember what I got. I still have my journal.
But you know what? The interesting thing is what is kind of therapeutic is when you go back a few years later to see.
That I was bored sitting there staring at the wall hating my teacher.
No, like my mom, she went on some kind of trip from when she went to California when she's a little girl, and she read it the other day, and it's kind of neat to go back to see some of the prices of the things back then.
Yeah, interesting information. I wasn't doing that.
Okay.
And prices and all that stuff, so easy to find anyway. But I guess it could be interesting to read what... I think it would be more interesting to read who you liked, what you were doing. It might bring back memories.
Well, where she went and all the specific places.
I know, but you were just saying the prices. I'm thinking also it would be interesting to hear, like... Never mind.
Well, they speculate that writing everything down, churns over misfortunes. So you're writing down the bad stuff about your life. So you go back and you relive that over and over again.
Put it out of your mind.
So, but you can't do that because you've written it down. You go back, you reread it and stuff like that. Because I've got one, and I do journal some things. And I go back, and it's like a yearly paragraph of whatever happened that day. And I go back, and I see the paragraph from last year and the one from last year. It's like, but it's only a blip, of what's going on in my life. So
I used to do a thing where you would send yourself a letter to future me, and you would write out what happened over the previous year, mm-hmm. and you would send it to yourself, and it would automatically go to this website where they would just hold it for a year and email it to you. And it was always interesting. Like, I'd get an email, I'd be like, well, Grandma got Alzheimer's and blah, blah, blah. And, Dad hit the lottery or whatever it was that happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be reminded of stuff that where you were a year earlier. I like to do it around Christmas.
I probably would think it was spam and wouldn't open it. I missed that opportunity. Now, my calendar, people ask me, what did you do last month? I pretty much keep my calendar of every place I've been.
Well, and in your electronic calendar now, you can go back.
Oh, yeah, my Google Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
Do you keep a written calendar or is it an electronic? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, everything's in my phone. If I go out, for happy hour or I've got a babysit or I'm trips.
Yeah, I've got two.
That's evidence.
Well, this is good evidence.
I also write it down. I've got an old-fashioned calendar, too, that I write down certain things that,
Really?
Yeah.
And like I say, Google, they'll email me once a month and I can go through and look at each day and where I've been.
I get my pictures every day. Like, Google and Apple both store all my pictures, mm-hmm. evidence. Every day they'll be like, here's a picture from 2016 on this day. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, and it's kind of like Facebook when they show you,
the memories.
It's horrible, too, if you've had a breakup or,
lost weight.
Because you go out and see these pictures from 7 years ago. Hey, you remember this memory? And I'm like, I'm trying to get that one out of my mind.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get over that still.
Yeah. They'll tag me going, hey, look at the memory from 10 years ago. And I'm like, God, I look a whole lot younger. Thanks. Or I'll weigh more. And I'm like, that's a horrible
picture. With a friend that you're not friends with anymore or someone who's passed away.
So don't keep a diary. Don't look at your old calendar. Don't even go on Facebook.
Don't look at any memories.
Because all these misfortunes are just thrown in your face over and over again.
Live for the day.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, generally, it's a bad idea to eat while you're working on the job. I mean, there's all kinds of food stuff that could contaminate the equipment and stuff like that.
Hmm. Or if you work in radio, we just hear you chewing.
Well, that's Tom. He's been doing that for years, and it's not really affected the job too much. It maybe annoyed a few people that don't like to hear his crunching.
I have therapy today.
But I will say this. I mean, you know, I don't think it's put Tom in any danger.
His heart.
Or anybody. Well, okay, maybe it did. His eating habits.
I got diabetes.
Aww. Yeah, but they say, you know, a lot of jobs out there where eating could be a hazard. I've got the most unique one coming up here in just a second that just happened. But they say medical professionals like dentists, nurses, and doctors, you know, could you imagine like a doctor sitting there having surgery or whatever, and like, you know, the nurse has to pull down his mask and like, can you give me a bite of that Slim Jim?
I'm more worried about a burrito falling into my stomach the wrong way.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
He's doing surgery. He's like, oops, I dropped a chalupa.
I'd have more problems with my dental hygienist dropping something while she's cleaning.
Well, that would be bad, too.
Yeah, she's sitting there eating, and the crumbs just fall in your mouth.
You're like, that's good.
I need some of that water.
All right. Now, you know, speaking of food, they say workers in food factories or kitchens, they have these strict hygiene protocols there.
Good.
And so... What do you mean?
Where?
I want to have strict hygiene protocols.
Like food factories and, you know, there's protocols and strict things they have to... so imagine, you know, you're sitting there eating online and all of a sudden you drop something in the food.
Oh, true. Do you ever watch those How It's Made type videos?
Yeah.
Like different food products and they're netted, their hair's netted. If they have beards, their beard's netted, the white coats, gloves.
Hey, I like seeing that when I go to like the grocery store and I see the guy's beard netted and his whole head. He just put a whole net, you know, fish net over his head if he wants to. I think that's good. And some ladies out there. I'm talking about lunch ladies.
Big Lots shut down.
All right. These are jobs where eating could be hazardous to you. They say lab technicians, people that do research and stuff like that, because there's a lot of protocols there as well.
Who is this hazardous to? The person working or the other people?
I think other people in that case.
Because, you don't want your lab technician coming back and saying, you know, you have diabetes, but in reality, they dropped a Twinkie in your blood system. That's like, okay, you want to make sure it's pure.
Now, this could be more hazardous for you as construction workers and welders. They may be exposed to dust and debris and all kinds of dangerous materials while they are doing their work. And so you're sucking in that dust while you're eating whatever you're eating, your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Some other mentions, police officers and firefighters. I don't think, you know, could you imagine a firefighter walking into the house, you know, and it's going to save somebody's life? It's like, hey, where's that? Are those marshmallows still on the truck? It's going in and roasting some marshmallows while they're saving lives.
But I've seen firefighters at the grocery store. They'll have the fire truck parked out front. They're in there getting them food. And I'm thinking, if an emergency come, would they cash out first? Or just leave their cart there?
Probably leave their cart there.
I'm sure they would.
All right. How about people that drive for a profession, like a Uber driver or a taxi driver, eating a big greasy cheeseburger while you're in the back of the car? And like, you know, they're driving with their knee. That wouldn't be good.
No, there's some things you can eat in the car and some things you can't. Like if you get one of those small value cheeseburgers from any of the fast food places, those are like, they're just a little meal all ready to go. So you can just pop those in your mouth. But like you can't order a chili and eat it while you're driving.
I agree. Maid service or maybe hotel maid service that comes in and of course they're sitting there eating Ritz crackers while they're making the bed.
Just vacuum the crumbs.
There you go. And this is the most unusual one that just happened. So there's a man in Georgia. He called 911 after his wife saw someone snooping around their house. And in the middle of the call, he heard the dispatcher ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's for breakfast. I have a little clip of that.
McGriddle? Sorry, what?
That should never happen. Your ordering breakfast should be different from your answering a call, and the two should never intertwine.
Now, how about that? I'm like, so you're calling 911. She's like, okay, I'll get you information in just a second. I got to wrap up my order here from McDonald's.
Maybe she'd been on hold for a long time. But she's like, oh, I finally get my order taken.
Oh, she's probably ordering food delivery.
Yeah.
I was hoping she would be in her car taking the 911 call on her cell phone.
No, she's probably at the place, but she's ordering something for delivery, or maybe they were going to go pick it up.
DoorDash or something like that. And so she just told the person on 911 that where someone's snooping around their house, Hey, hang on just a second. I'll wrap this up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not cool. 911's got a couple of bad experiences lately.
Well, I mean, there's certain jobs where it's okay. Like Tom had been eating here while we, a lot of times, are talking here on the microphones. Tom's sitting there chomping down on food.
It's not like I lead a break and I'm open up and start talking and then I'm eating a burger.
I know.
But sometimes when you start talking, I might be finishing up that last bite.
The weather today.
How many times, okay, though, has this happened where Tom's like, hey, take it out, and he's got his mouth full of food. He's like, hey, you do the weather. You do the weather.
You guys act like it's a big deal. I mean, we're not 911 operators.
And you're not putting anybody in danger, Tom.
Just your own self.
Yeah, your health and your eating habits. You know, we got the Masters going on. A lot of people love golf, and, you know, if you want to live a long life, they say you need to play golf. A study shows regular golfers live an average of 2 years longer than people who never play golf at all. One problem is, though, you'll spend those 2 years looking for your balls. That's my own experience anyway. But anyway, it's golf season, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.